quality of life is a major issue in the Mat-Su, and no one knows that better than Matanuska Sioux City Borough Mayor Talis Kohlberg.
There is going to be increasingly more and more of a division that's been there for years, which is between the core area where most of the folks live and the outlying areas, which still have a very rural perspective.
Kohlberg won a special election in June. Now he's up for re-election. Kohlberg says he's had time to get used to the job, but he'd like to see some changes.
You don't really fit easily into the discussion. You're kind of in charge of mediating the discussion and keeping the meeting going forward. But the only real opportunity to make a real clear statement is if you disagree with the majority after they've done something, you can veto it.
Kohlberg says putting a little more muscle in the mayor's role is not likely to happen anytime soon. Of the six candidates that opposed Kohlberg in June, only John Liner is back for a second try. Liner farms in Palmer, calls himself a conservative, and keeps a suspicious eye on development.
That would be the major issue, is the rise in population, and it leads to many and varied and very contentious land issues.
A proposed borough-wide sales tax on the ballot could save property owners some money, but could cost consumers in the bargain. Kohlberg went head-to-head against five assembly members over even putting Proposition 1 on the ballot, but he lost that round to a veto override. In a letter to the assembly, Kohlberg said the tax would hurt the poorest in a time of economic uncertainty. Liner says he favors a sales tax, but not Prop 1.
It should be either one or the other. You know, either property tax or sales tax. And I'd rather see it all sales tax. So I'm totally against it as it stands.
Assemblymember Michelle Church is one of those who voted in favor of placing Prop 1 on the ballot.
The intention of the assembly is to reduce property taxes. I personally think that having more than one revenue source is a more fiscally sound.
Church is the District 3 incumbent. Church agrees in that land issues are the borough's greatest challenge.
We want to maintain this sort of rural feel, and in order to do that, we have to put rules in place that guide how development happens.
Wasilla businessman Ron Arvin wants Church's seat. He says some people in the valley see the borough as anti-business.
I think there needs to be some business-minded assembly members that understand what the business ramifications are and are able to develop ordinances that have language that can address differing issues.
Arvin says the valley needs year-round solid jobs, not seasonal ones.
There are a number of businesses that would like to locate their operations in the valley that have incomes in the $60,000, $70,000 to $100,000 range annually. That's why I'm running. I think people want to work in the community that they live.
Arvin says the proposed Prop 1 is misleading and that revenue from the sales tax is not guaranteed. District 6 incumbent Rob Wells has served on the borough assembly for 9 years and has spent an additional 9 on the Mat-Su School Board. He says sustained economic development takes time.
One of the projects I've been involved with over the years is Port McKenzie, and I think my experience on both the board gives me a background.
Wells says the valley has a future in natural resources development.
I think we may well play a key role in the gas shortages that are looming for South Central Alaska in terms of a potential terminus for a bullet line or construction of a larger line to either Valdez or down the highway.
Wells says he wanted Prop 1 on the ballot so that the voters could decide for themselves how to support borough government. Wells is being challenged by Jim Culver and by Jim Turner. Culver was not available for interview, but grocery store owner Jim Turner says the assembly is not development friendly.
The most important issue facing the borough right now is the anti-development stance that the borough assembly and administration has taken.
Turner has served a term on the assembly in the past. He says the proposed sales tax won't work.
Every move you make to shift tax from a property tax to a sales tax is going to raise the tax that the residents of the borough pay.
In Willow, Iditarod Musher and tourism entrepreneur Vern Halter is running for the District 7 seat. Halter has spent years on the Borough Planning Commission.
The Courier has got a whole set of different problems than we have. One size borough regulations don't work very well in my mind. We need to listen to the communities more, local decisions, let the community councils and decide and chart their own fate.
Halter is against a sales tax. District 7 challenger Doyle Holmes did not return phone calls for this story. Matsu elections take place on October 6th. Valley voters will also decide on a school bond and three borough school board seats. I'm Ellen Lockyer.